This is the Music History Today podcast for March 13th. On today's show, both Eric Clapton and Rod Stewart leave their groups. First up, though, in 1926, singer Mabel Addington married artist manager Ezra Carter, starting the Carter singing dynasty. Among their children was June Carter, who would end up marrying Johnny Cash. In 1961, Rick Nelson recorded the song Travelin' Man. In 1965, Eric Clapton left the Yardbirds to play with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. He was replaced in the group that same day by a then-unknown guitarist named Jeff Beck. In 1966, Rod Stewart left the group Steam Packet in order to start his solo career. That plan had a couple brief detours when he joined the Faces for a time, also Shotgun Express, and also the aforementioned Jeff Beck to help form the Jeff Beck Group, at least for a little while. In 1977, David Bowie started his U.S. tour with Iggy Pop and Blondie. In 2006, Isaac Hayes quit the show South Park after the show made fun of his religion at the time, Scientology. And in 2013, Ken Casey of the Dropkick Murphys beat up a fan who had come up on stage during the group's show and threw up a Nazi salute. In classical music, in 1797, Luigi Cherubini premiered his opera Medea. In 1963, Paul Hindemith and Thornton Wilder premiered their opera Long Christmas Dinner. And in 2004, Luciano Pavarotti performed with the Metropolitan Opera in New York City for the final time. In theater in 1911, the musical The Pink Lady opened on Broadway. In 1928, the musical The Three Musketeers opened on Broadway. In 1947, the Broadway show Brigadoon opened. In 1973, the Broadway show Irene opened. And in 1983, the musical Woman of the Year closed on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on March 13th, in 1972, Loretta Lynn was among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. In 1988, Bob Seger received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 1995, Anita Baker and Boyz II Men were among the big winners at the Soul Train Music Awards. In 2006, Miles Davis, Black Sabbath, The Sex Pistols, and Blondie were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And in 2019, Gloria Estefan, along with her husband Emilio, received the Gershwin Prize from the United States Library of Congress. Albums that were released on March 13th include in 1970 when T-Rex, when they were first called Tyrannosaurus Rex, released A Beard of Stars. In 1978, Hot Tuna released Double Dose. In 1981, Slade released We'll Bring the House Down. In 1984, The Cars released their popular album Heartbeat City. In 1987, the Fleshtones released Fleshtones vs. Reality. In 1990, Carly Simon released My Romance. In 1992, Bad Religion released Generator. In 1994, Selena released Amor Prohibido. In 1995, Janet Jackson released Janet Remixed, and Disco Inferno released In Debt. In 1998, The Hives released AKA IDIOT. In 2001, Natalie Cole released The Best of Natalie Cole, and Eric Clapton released Reptile. In 2007, The Roaches released Moonswept. The Innocence Mission released We Walked in Song. Eddie Money released Wanna Go Back. And Neil Young released Live at Massey Hall 1971. And also in 2007, Amy Winehouse released Back to Black in America after having it been released in the UK a few months earlier. Singles that were released in the UK on March 13th include in 1968 when the Beatles released Lady Madonna, in 1970 Diana Ross and the Supremes along with the Temptations released Why Must We Fall in Love, and in 1989 Guns N' Roses released Paradise City. Meanwhile, in America, in 1964, Mary Wells released My Guy. In 1965, the Rolling Stones released The Last Time. In 1967, the Byrds did a twofer. They released My Back Pages and Renaissance Fair. In 1974, the Doobie Brothers released Another Park, Another Sunday. In 1981, John Lennon released Watching the Wheels. In 1984, the Cars released You Might Think. In 2011, Taylor Swift released Mean. And in 2018, Juice WRLD released Lucid Dreams, and Indiana Massara released In Your Dreams. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History In Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History In Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 13th include rapper and actor Common, singer Ozuna, rapper Jack Harlow, K-pop singer Bingyu, rapper AJ Jacobs, singer Connor Price, K-pop singer L, DJ Shahid Khan, singer Yemi Alade, rapper YG Hootie, Adam Clayton of U2, singer Irma Franklin, country music singer Steve Hill, Ronnie Rogers of T-Pow, Spanky G of the Bloodhound Gang, David Draymond of Disturbed, Donald York of Sha-Na-Na, songwriter Mike Stoller, singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka, Daniel Benny of The Reflections, Ed Sloan of Crossfade, singer Candy Staten, Greg Norton of Husker Du, singer Scatman John, musician Eli Kim, singer-songwriter Zella Day, singer Marge Hendricks, singer Amelie, blues musician Lightning Slim, singer Ina Ray Hutton, opera singer Rosalind Elias, singer Tony Price, musician Francis Nero, musician Bobby Patterson, and rapper Kameya. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 13th include composer George Schultz, who passed away in 1716 at the age of 46. Composer Johann Conradi passed away in 1756 at the age of 81. Composer Robert Gallenberg passed away in 1839 at the age of 55. Composer Henry Wilde passed away in 1890 at the age of 67. Organist Carol Stecker passed away in 1918 at the age of 57. Composer Herbert Bedford passed away in 1945 at the age of 78. Composer Thomas Dunhill passed away in 1946 at the age of 69. Entertainer Rick Bassoyan passed away from a hemorrhage in 1970 at the age of 45. Composer Piero Coppola passed away in 1971 at the age of 82. Composer David Williams passed away in 1978 at the age of 91. Composer Tauno Pekkanen passed away in 1980 at the age of 61. Composer Albert Weiser passed away in 1982 at the age of 64. Record label owner and record producer Bob Shad passed away in 1985 at the age of 65. Organist Finn Videro passed away in 1987 at the age of 80. Pianist Gerald Moore passed away in 1987 at the age of 87. Composer and recording artist Fela Sawandi passed away in 1987 at the age of 81. The conductor of the Stuttgart Chamber Orchestra from 1945 to 1987, Carl Munchinger, passed away in 1990 at the age of 74. Cornet player Jimmy McPartland passed away in 1991 at the age of 83. Singer and actor Clarence Wright passed away in 1992 at the age of 84. New Orleans banjo player Nanny Barker passed away in 1994 at the age of 85. Opera singer Bedu Sayaro passed away in 1999 at the age of 96. Jazz singer Cab K passed away in 2000 at the age of 78. Composer Enrico Joseph passed away in 2003 at the age of 78. Record producer and songwriter Ian Samwell passed away in 2003 at the age of 66. Sitar player Vilayat Khan passed away in 2004 at the age of 75. Singer Lynn Collins passed away from cardiac arrhythmia in 2005 at the age of 56. Composer Arne Dorumsgaard passed away in 2006 at the age of 84. Singer-songwriter Gene Ferret passed away in 2010 at the age of 79. Guitarist and performance artist David Allen of the group's Soft Machine and also the group Gong passed away in 2015 at the age of 77. Producer Tommy LaPuma passed away in 2017 at the age of 80. Harpsichordist Kenneth Cooper passed away in 2021 at the age of 79. Pianist Janine DaCosta passed away in 2021 at the age of 97. And drummer Jim Gordon of Derek and the Dominoes passed away in 2023 at the age of 77. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 14th, when in 1933, The Q, legendary producer Quincy Jones was born.